Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're enjoying Unwell, you should also check out World Gone Wrong, the new show from the Unwell team. World Gone Wrong is a cozy chat show hosted by best friends Malik and Jamie, set in a wildly fictional world. Malik and Jamie were roommates when the world ended, now separated by half the country, literal acid rain, werewolves, aliens, and more. They start a chat podcast to stay in touch and work through the increasing uncertainty of their new apocalyptic reality. Each week, Jamie and Malik will tackle topics like, should I change my office hours to accommodate vampire students? What if the body snatcher that took over my ex is nice? When did the kudzu start humming like that? Malik and Jamie are here to help. World Gone Wrong stars Michael Turrentine, who plays Wes in Unwell, and Hillary Williams, who plays Joey. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com and stay tuned for a trailer at the end of the episode. Listen to World Gone Wrong wherever you get your podcasts. Hi there, this is Jeffrey, executive producer of Unwell. Did you know that we have Unwell merch? You can find it on our website at unwellpodcast.com. We have merch from the 75th annual Mount Absalom Celery Festival with a beautiful and slightly creepy illustration of a celeriac root. There are coffee mugs with Abby's rules about small talk in the morning, and there's a couple of cool interpretations of our show art if you want to rep Unwell in the meat space. We are super proud of all this merch, and we hope you'll like them too. Head to our website at unwellpodcast.com to check them out.
Am I distracting you?
You score points for having different words.
I've played the game before.
So if you say the words out loud, Mom...
I know the rules, Lily. Tarp.
Damn it!
I need to show you two something.
Hold on.
You'll distract her. Beat. Star. Beast.
Stop doing that.
She doesn't like it when I beat her at Boggle.
I don't like when you cheat at Boggle.
This isn't cheating. Top. Trip. This is a tactic.
This is not a tactical game, Mom. It's words. You shake the dice and you make words.
You play your way, I'll play mine. Reed. Reef.
Oh!
Okay, so I have what I believe is a pretty significant revelation about the civic infrastructure of Mount Absalom, but Boggle. Boggle is also important. Sure, you too, Boggle.
Teapot. And that's time.
3-2. Boom! This is the lowest scoring round of Boggle ever in the entire history of Boggle.
As I said, Lilybell, tactic. Like that story about the two hunters being chased by the bear.
What does that even mean?
I don't have to outrun the bear. I just have to outrun you.
That doesn't...
So, listen, you two. I found something.
Did you find that in the attic?
This? This is near mint condition. Look at the leather work. When you open it up, do you know what it sounds like? Glorious.
So, not in the attic.
This was in the library. The restricted section.
That's real?
Yes, and it's a long, separate story I'm not going to tell you right now. Look at this.
What are we looking at?
These are storm sewer plans, dating back to a few decades after the town's founding. Look at this. You can chart the growth of the town itself just by looking at the way the systems expand.
You called this a revelation.
I did. And here's why. It's a mess.
Wouldn't it be? It's a sewer system.
I mean, it's nonsensical. It looks like it was designed without either the SCSTR-55 or rational method equations.
The what?
Ugh. If you want the crash course on urban hydrology, we can do that later. I'm telling you, the system might as well have been designed by looking at a bowl of spaghetti. The drainage shouldn't work with these kinds of tables and watersheds. Mount Absalom ought to turn into Lake Absalom after a few days of rain.
Why is this important, Abby?
Excuse me?
First of all, could just be these maps are wrong. Whoever drew them up in the first place had no business doing so.
These aren't maps. These are plans.
Then maybe the contractors understood these were nonsense and ignored the plans.
That doesn't... Are you even listening to me? Years, decades, over a century of infrastructure planning that flies in the face of all reason.
I hear you just fine. You're forgetting the important thing here.
What's that?
The town didn't go anywhere. You march in here with your eurekas and ahas about how you can't understand the drains, but I don't see how it matters. Even if that's exactly how our storm sewers look like, it's crystal clear to me that they've worked just fine for however long we've had them.
Well, I still think somebody should go take a look at them.
Then you have a good time splashing around in there. I'm going to get back to destroying my daughter.
Mom!
Shh. Did you hear that?
Hear what?
Just now, in the distance. A wolf.
A wolf?
Yes, a wolf. Of course a wolf. You didn't hear it howling just now?
No. Maybe it was the wind.
Oh, no. Oh, no, you don't. Whether I heard something or not, you will keep that tone out of your throat. Understood?
I didn't mean...
I've been listening to the wind in Mount Absalom longer than you've been alive. You think I can't tell the difference between a summer breeze and a howling wolf?
When's the last time you heard a wolf?
Never.
Then
don't you condescend.
I'm sorry. Am I wrong or is there commotion in here?
Doc? No, there's commotion, all right.
I knew it. I have what you might call a sixth sense for that sort of thing.
Hearing is one of the basic five.
Maybe for you all.
Mom says there was a noise outside.
Don't mom says me. I heard what I heard.
What kind of noise?
Howling.
Howling. I need more than that. Howling like an ambulance siren or howling like a five-year-old with a skinned knee.
Are you kidding me? Howling. Wolf. Canis lupus.
Oh, that's unlikely.
Is it?
There are no wolves in this area of Ohio.
So you're an astrophysicist and a wildlife expert.
I didn't claim that.
Is that a typical double major at whatever university you said you were
double
from?
Double majors aren't allowed at... I'm not an expert on wildlife, just on wolves and how they're not in Ohio.
That's curiously specific.
I didn't want to be anywhere near wolves.
Hold up. This is a thing? You have a wolf phobia?
I don't know if it qualifies as...
You chose Mount Absalom as a research site based specifically on the lack of wolves.
There were other factors.
That sounds like a phobia.
And did you double major in psychology as well as history?
Minor, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Oh.
All I'm saying is that I know there is no native wolf population in Ohio because I checked it. Because I have had a recurring nightmare since the age of 10 in which I am torn apart by a pack of wolves. And if that's by definition a phobia, then fine, it's a phobia. But I'm sorry, Dorothy. You couldn't have heard a wolf. It's not at all possible. Oh, that's a wolf.
Okay. Okay, so we all heard it.
Hmm? Heard what? You mean the wind just now?
Okay, Mom, I apologize.
Perhaps it's lost. Took an odd turn at the border of Michigan or West Virginia.
Maybe it smelled something tasty. Maybe it smelled you, Doc.
Back off, Abby. First things first, nobody goes outside.
Agreed.
Agreed.
What? Wes?
No.
He said he needed to get something from home.
He left?
I was surprised. I thought he lived here.
No, I see how you'd assume that, but he does go home every now and again, sees his parents.
He has parents.
Who doesn't have parents?
You know what he's never mentioned.
Which way, Dot?
What?
Where does he live?
I don't know. I don't think I know.
Direction. Which direction?
I recall that. What's wrong with me?
I've seen him. He has...
Shut up. I know this. He goes out the front. He turns back to me and waves.
Mom.
Let me think, Lily. Out the front. Turns and waves. Turns around. Heads. Left. West.
Towards the woods.
Yes. Yes, he cuts through the woods.
Flashlight. Where do
Abby,
you...
wait.
Under the sink in the kitchen.
Got it. Are the batteries...
Should be.
Hold on.
Are you coming?
What?
Are you coming with, Lily?
Well, I don't know if I... That is...
Doc?
Ugh.
No. Mm. Right. Wolves. Phobia.
But we can't just...
We can't just sit here. Are you coming or not?
We should call the...
Fine. Whoever. Do that. Stay inside. If Wes and I come back and you've all been eaten by wolves, I'm going to be so fucking pissed off. Wes? Wes, it's Abby! Wes! Wes!
Abby?
Where are you?
Over. Where are you?
Stay where you are. Right where you are. See my flashlight?
No.
Keep talking.
Why are you following me?
We thought you were in trouble.
Why?
Why? What do you mean, why?
I see you.
Where are...
A bit to the west of you.
Okay. Hey.
Hey.
So, listen, we need to...
You thought I was in trouble? I told Rudy I'm just going home for a minute.
Sure, but the wolves...
What wolves?
They've been howling for the last few minutes. And you've had your headphones on, haven't you?
Sure, I almost didn't hear you at all.
For fuck's sake.
Lily let me borrow this book she was listening
to? Not right now. Wolves, remember?
Right. You said something about wolves. I've never heard that around here before.
You and the doc can argue about natural habitats when we get you back to the house. So let's...
Abby, turn off the... Can you see how many there...
No.
Wes, sounds like...
Shut up.
Do you hear...
Uh-huh. I should have gone with... We should call someone. Who was I going to call? Like Mount Absalom has forest rangers.
It wasn't a bad idea.
No, listen, Mom. This is typical me. A little pressure and I lock up, make excuses, overthink, watch while other people do things I should be doing.
You came here to help me.
I slept on it. You're my mom and you needed help and I slept on it.
You're being too hard on yourself.
I'm not nearly. You would have gone? If not for your leg, you'd have been right out the door with Abby.
Maybe.
Don't act otherwise. I could tell. It was all over your face. Typical you, Mom. I probably should have paid closer attention.
Hey, excuse me. Sorry to interrupt, but what's this?
What's what?
The book.
Oh, that. Abby said it's a map of the town's storm drains, something like that.
Interesting. So this would be the observatory.
I'm going.
No, you're not.
Mom!
This is not a moment you use to prove yourself. That's not how it works.
So we do nothing.
We do what Abby told us to do. We wait.
Something's wrong.
Of course something's wrong. We're surrounded by wolves.
Why aren't they...
What? Do you want them to?
They're not even moving in. What are they waiting for?
They might not be sure if we're dangerous. None of them wants to be the first to find out. Follow my lead. Step slowly, keep your eyes open.
Should we run?
If we run, they'll know.
If we don't run, they'll catch us.
You think they won't catch us anyway? Stay in front of me.
What?
If they're too fast, I can buy you time.
Abby!
Don't argue. Count of three. One, two, three. What just happened?
Is that a...
That doesn't make sense.
Get down!
Wes, are you okay?
I'm good.
You saw?
I saw. If we'd stood up, they'd have made, like, dartboards out of us.
Where are the wolves?
I don't hear them.
Doesn't make sense. There was a pack of them.
We didn't see them.
We heard them. They were all around us, everywhere. A flock of birds isn't going to scare off a pack of wolves.
How do you know that?
What do you mean, how do I know that? Wolves are wolves. Birds are birds.
But you saw how many there were.
Still?
Then maybe there weren't any wolves in the first place.
What?
Maybe one of those birds can imitate wolves.
That's idiotic.
Or maybe they're birds that can turn into wolves.
Never mind. That's idiotic.
Werebirds. No, that wouldn't call them that.
Insanity. 110% insanity.
On the plus side, we weren't eaten by wolves.
Of course we weren't eaten by wolves, because apparently there weren't any wolves.
And that's good, isn't it?
The hell is this? The hell just happened. The hell with this. Are you fine?
Yeah.
Good. So am I. I'm going back to the house. You still going home?
No. No, that's okay. I'll go back with you.
Then let's get moving before it starts turning into monkeys and fiddler crabs or whatever out here.
Wow.
What wow?
I don't know what they were, but I swear I just saw about 1,000 birds fly out of the forest.
Is that good or bad?
What do you mean?
All the howling stopped and then you saw a bunch of birds fly away. Does that feel like a good thing as far as Wes and Abby are concerned, or something else?
How would I know that?
I don't know, Rudy. I just thought somebody might know something about anything.
They're fine. They have to be fine.
And what if they're not? Are you ready for that? Hmm? What if they're dying? What if they're dead?
Mom!
You need to hear this, Lilybell. You need to hear it, and I need to say it out loud. We might have to go out into the woods tomorrow morning and find what's left of their bodies. That's a fact.
I don't want to talk about this.
Sure you don't. It's the problem with this place. People walking around never saying anything out loud.
The boarding house?
Huh? No, here. Mount Absalom. Secrets on top of secrets, and for what? Like, the only reason for the town keeping its mysteries is that it thinks it ought to have mysteries, which is utter horseshit! Ghosts in the graveyard, wolves in the woods.
Mom, I don't understand what you mean.
Never mind. I'm just talking. I'm just worried. You said you saw birds. That's a thing, isn't it? Some kind of symbol? Some kind of omen?
Yes, if you believe in such things, which I do.
I remember there used to be all sorts of birds in Mount Absalom. So many. Too many. Squawking and singing all hours of the day. We chased them all off when I was just a little girl. The mayor or somebody, they said the birds had become a nuisance, and they sent out invitations to every corner of Ohio. Called all the hunters in, told them no limits. If it flies, you can shoot it. All that autumn, you saw men walking around town in their caps and jackets with their shotguns across their backs. The boarding house was full up for 2 months. Sunrise to sunset, every few minutes, shotguns going off. Hundreds of wings. You could watch them scatter in the air, the birds, and some of them would take the hint and fly off, but others would try to land again, and it would start all over, the flock getting smaller and smaller. Some birds are dumb as rocks. All of autumn like that. What was left of the birds started heading south, and the hunters all left with their freezers full of Christmas dinner. When spring came, it was quieter. You could just tell. The message had been received. Passed along. Not welcome.
Hey. Hey, let us back in.
It's Abby and Wes.
Oh, thank heavens.
There's a light bulb out on the back porch. Thought you should know.
Are you both okay?
Sure. Exhausted. Little confused. I could use a shower.
Were there?
I don't want to talk about it.
I just need to know.
Not talking about it.
We didn't run into any wolves.
Yeah. That about covers it. Excuse me.
Wes, what happened out there?
I'm not 100% sure. Like, maybe there were wolves, but maybe there weren't.
You couldn't tell if they were wolves?
No, I mean that we aren't sure if they were wolves. It's weird, that's all. I'm trying to figure it out. I'm gonna go lay down for a minute. Lily, this book of yours is killer.
Wes?
Yeah?
What were you going back to your house for?
Oh. I don't remember. Must not have been important.
If you think of it and need to go back for it, you let me know.
Okay.
Lily can drive you.
Okay. I'm gonna...
Sure.
Seriously, great book, Lily. I'm really enjoying it.
Well, another quiet evening at home. Exactly what your brochure promised.
We don't have a brochure.
No. You should. This is the most peculiar place I've ever stayed on assignment, including that weird little farmhouse outside Budapest. Do you think Abby would mind if I borrowed their book? I'm sure they won't mind. If Abby asks, tell them I needed to see something.
I still don't understand what happened tonight.
Neither do I. Maybe we're not supposed to.
Meaning?
Hmm?
What do you mean we're not supposed to?
Listen, tomorrow, maybe you and I should go get those lights that turn on when something's close to the house.
Motion sensors.
That's it. In case. Couldn't hurt.
You're worried.
I'm really not. But we have guests. I'm sure they'd feel more secure the next time we hear wolves.
You think there's going to be a next time?
Maybe some cyclone fence.
Mom, are you not telling me something?
Always, Lilybell.
Don't do that. I hate when you do that. You don't have to hide things from me.
Oh, honey. If that were true, nobody would ever need parents. Soon, though. Don't let me forget, all right? Motion, sensor, lights, and cyclone fence. Just in case.
This episode features
Clarissa Cherie Rios as Lily,
Kathleen Hoyle as Abby,
Marsha Harmon as Dot,
Joshua K. Harris as Rudy,
Michael Turrentine as Wes.
Written by Bilal Dardai.
Sound design by Sarah D. Espinoza.
Directed by Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
Music composed by Stephen Poon.
Recording engineer Mel Reuter.
Unwell lead sound designer Ryan Sheely.
Executive producers Eleanor Hyde and Jeffrey Nils Gardner.
By HeartLife NFP. HeartLife wishes to acknowledge that the land where we live, work, and tell our stories is occupied land.
Unwell takes place in southern Ohio, which is the territory of the Miama people. Unwell is produced in Chicago, Illinois, which is the territory of the Peoria, the Potawatomi, and the Miama peoples. And a special thanks to our supporting producers, Caitlin White, Bill Gardner, Steve Diamond, James Battle, and Anton S.
Though wolves are no longer common in Ohio, many predatory canines have called this area home, including the prehistoric dire wolf, and appropriately named bone-crunching dogs.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much.
I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.